Now.
So, how you doing, big man?
I'm doing great, guys. A long time listener, first time caller here.
Wow, that's kind of the opposite of us.
I'm liking it so far. Real dancey, getting my groove on.
Have you been listening?
Yeah.
I really appreciate that, man.
Who's there with you?
Right now it's just me.
Oh, cool. Thanks for being a solo listener. Much appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
But know that if you ever want to connect with our other listeners, they're all over the Boston area. And
wow.
And it'd be very easy to kind of network with them.
Here on WMFO in Medford.
You have?
Oh, man. They come from all walks of life. Sometimes runs of life as well. But today we're going to focus on you. And
cool.
You're going to be part of this. Obviously, it's a pilot rapid fire segment. So obviously, in a lot of questionnaires, you're asked for your favorites, these hyperbolic statements. So favorite food, favorite color, etc. And this is kind of a offshoot of that, where I'm going to ask you a series of favorites, best haircut, most upset, best song. But rather than answer with the actual answer, think about whether that occurred when you were in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, or since. Kind of the phase of your life that occurred.
Cool. I dig it.
And then as a follow-up, if you're willing, we'll say, oh, that's crazy. You thought your best haircut was in middle school? Why was it so fly? And if you're willing, tell us a little bit more about it.
I'm willing.
Awesome,
man. I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Evan Ferrat?
Turcotte, yeah.
Evan
Turcotte.
T.
Yeah.
And
with a big T.
Do you have a radio name?
My radio name, let's go with Robespierre.
Ooh, okay.
I like it.
I'll explain why. I just got back from playing basketball, and I crushed my opponent 21-5, and then
slayed him
7.
Yep.
And I was just nailing 3, so I told him that I was architecting a reign of terror on him.
It's amazing you say that, Evan, because when I was a senior in high school, one of my best friends had the opportunity to blog for a local ticket company. And he wrote a post about how David Kahn had a reign of terror over the Minnesota Timberwolves. So you two are in an awesome group of, I guess, historic buffs who are also members of the Brotherhood of B-Ball. All right, man. So here we're going to kick it off. All right, so just one more example. Let's say I asked you most memorable vacation. For me, that would probably be when I went to D.C., and I would have been in middle school at the time. So I'd answer middle school or junior high, depending on.
Cool.
All right?
Is that the first question, or is that an example?
That's going to be a question. I'll hit you with that in a little bit.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
So when you think of your favorite song, how old were you when you first heard it?
Oof, let's think.
Rapid fire.
That's a tough one. Oh yeah, rapid fire. Let's say high school.
Best haircut.
High school.
Amazing family moment.
Let's say elementary school.
A moment when you were most upset.
Since college.
Memorable vacation.
Since college.
Favorite place to live, as in the city that or town that you were in.
Oh, I would say up until, or let's say college.
Nice. Rep that.
Yeah.
Best group of friends.
College.
And finally, sexiest chica.
Oh, currently. No question.
Thanks, big guy. We're going to hit it with a quick song, and then we'll come back to talk a little bit more to Evan about this amazing family moment that occurred back in the good old days.
Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. If it pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me. If you got it, flown it, boy, I know you want it. While I turn around you, watch me check up on it. Ooh, you watching me shake it, I see it in your face. Take it, it's blazing. You watch me in amazement. You can look at it as long as you don't grab it. If you don't go bragging, I'ma let you have it. You think that I'm teasing, but I ain't got no reason. I'm sure that I can please you, but first I gotta read you. Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Tip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check. Chase it. Got to be patient. I like my men patient. More patient, your take might get you in more places. You can't be abrasive. Have to know the pace. If I let you get up on it, you gotta make a promise that you gon' put it on me. Like no one's put it on me. Don't bore me, just show me. I'm in talk, but don't please. I can be a tease, but I really wanna please you. Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up. You woke up on it.
king of the underground and the king of the trill. Standing on the top of the south like the king of the hill. You're tuned into a winner that's never taken a loss. Reppin' Houston with Beyonce and Slim Thug the boss. Diamonds on the wood wheel, I'm a dirty south soldier. Draped up in that crown holder, thought I told ya. I like your wiggle and the way that you work it, but no touching, just watching you twerk it. I'm checking up on you tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My name is David Green McVitie.
Michelle. My name's Michelle, or Shell.
And we are coming to you live from WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts. We're going to check back in with Evan, who kindly helped us out with the pilot run of Rapid Fire. And now, I'm pretty interested in learning more about this amazing family moment that occurred back when he was a preteen or even younger. So, Evan, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome, man. Tell us a little bit about this thing.
So, this was, I was probably, let's say, 12, and went over to Ireland with my whole family. Met like all sorts of relatives who live over there because most of my family still lives over there. We drove all around the country. One of my cousins has his own private golf course, which was dope. It was just like really awesome. I met like, I don't have a ton of relatives over here, so I met like more of them than I have in my whole life before. It was real cool.
Well, man, we really appreciate you coming on. And is there any song in particular that you want to leave the listeners with?
You know, I'm feeling good as hell, so
that's
a song I would like to hear. And I just want to say that I'm honored to be your guys' first caller. I feel really good about where this show's going.
Evan, in a all-too-sentimental moment, know that I'm very, very happy that I've gotten to know you over the last 6 months, man. I hope we keep it up.
He's crying.
Excellent.
All right. Enjoy, guys.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Woo, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool sheet. Come now, come dry your eyes. You can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just ramping up here for a segment we like to call WTF SIA, in which we call Sia on her outrageous pronunciation of everything she sings.
She said, when you let me out and I cast the sun, you give me something in my one.
Then you let me out and I catch the sun. You give me a taste of you and no one.
But you're always leaving again, I'm alone. This secret burns, but I'm in prison.
But I need to do it in two. you keep on leaving, and I'm alone. Something I'm burning in prison.
You're damn close, but here's the Moneyball one. Can you do the chorus?
It all begins with just one kiss. I'm a hostage by your love.
This
feeling is down and I can't get enough.
Neglect the poor. The young resent the old. We're divided by race, divided by religion. Our politicians rob us and our leaders fail us. I think it's safe to say that we are our only hope. Our speaker today is a soldier in the war for love.
Thing that I know it so well, I tell it with my eyes closed. And I go with the feeling from the start, blind in the eyes, so I see you with my heart. And to me, all y'all look exactly the same. Fear, faith, compassion, and pain. And try as we may to mask it with names, such as your religion or your class or your race. The same color blood just passed through our veins. And tears taste the same when they splash on your face. The world's getting too small to stand in one place. It's like we're roommates just sharing the space. Can't separate and still carry the weight. Gotta heal, get away from the fear and the hate. Gotta shake free from them chains. You see what remains, just a human being, end of the day. Don't matter to me what name you gave your spiritual claim. Close your eyes and you see what I'm saying. I started rhyming just to be somebody. I found out that I already was. Cause can't nobody be free unless we're all free. There's no me and no you, it's just us. Street preacher, what a fan once called me. I've been called worse and tried to live up. Hope you don't mind a few more stories. I swear to God, y'all, I tell them with love.
Rihanna first. All right. And we're back now with another segment. This segment's called Two Truths and a Lie and a Jam.
Emphasis on the jams.
In this segment, we have each prepared two truths and a lie about an artist. Mine is Beyonce, David's is Rihanna.
It's a bit ironic because Shell is a huge proponent of Rihanna. And although I think she's talented, I don't think she's in the same league as the B.
Opinions can be left aside for now.
But can lies be parsed out?
But I mean, sorry, just cutting back in there. Of course, Rihanna is not as good as Beyonce. That
awesome.
But I still think she's up there. I think she's in the same league.
Mm, echelon.
Anyway, let me just explain this next segment.
For those of you who aren't familiar with Two Truths and a Lie, look it up online because it's quite common.
In this segment, we've prepared two truths and a lie about an artist. If the other person guesses the lie correctly...
And you're not listening to a broken record, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle is really repeating what she just said about 30...
I didn't read this already. No, I didn't.
Continue.
You're right, I did. If you guess it incorrectly... If the other person guesses the lie correctly, they get to play a song of their choosing by the artist.
And believe it or not, if they guess Michelle's incorrectly, a very put together,
the other person,
an eloquent individual. So, without further ado,
song by the artist. I feel like it's now just it's confusing. No one understands like this. All right, David, time for you to kick it off with two truths and a lie about Rihanna. If I guess it correctly.
Rihanna's been at the center stage of pop culture and the music industry for about the last 10 years. So we can all remember back in 2009 when there was a domestic dispute between Rihanna and Chris Brown. And Chris Brown pleaded guilty to felony assault. he received 5 years probation, and he was ordered to stay 50 yards away from Rihanna, unless he was at public events, in which case he only had to stay 10 meters away from Rihanna. That all changed in 2011 when an agreement with Rihanna and Chris Brown basically annulled that probation. And now, and in fact, they did briefly date again. So that's number one. Number two would be, despite her basically constant success, in 2009, Rihanna, it was known, had quite a bit of financial difficulties. Part of the reason for this was that she unsuccessfully filed a lawsuit against Peter Guinness and the firm Burden LLP, which gave her very poor real estate investment advice. Also, more recently, you might remember that in 2015, Tidal was started, and Rihanna actually co-owns Tidal, along with artists such as Beyonce, Madonna, Chris Martin, Nicki Minaj, and although they are the majority stakeholder, they only own 3% equity in the company. So, of those three facts about Rihanna, one of those is not true. Michelle Rihanna Arden Stevens, once you can compose yourself, take a gander.
It's a lot of numbers. I'm going to go with number two.
You're absolutely right. So in 2009, rather than unsuccessfully filing a lawsuit against Peter Guinness, this case was settled out of court, and Rihanna actually won over $10 million or received $10 million from this law firm or consultant firm, because even though she only had about $2 million, they advised that she spend over $7 million in real estate investments. So Rihanna got luckily on the right side of that one, but unfortunately, that means that we're on the wrong side of the following Rihanna song. What are we about to listen to, Michelle?
Love on the Brain from Rihanna's most recent album, Anti.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get. No matter what I do,
just to get close to you. Could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be up on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be up on the brain. It keeps cursing my name. No matter what I do, I'm no good without.
And now, a public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I just wanted to add my own little bit here of public service announcement to anyone who has an iPhone. There's a new app out there, so if you're walking instead of taking the T, you can catch Pokemon using Pokemon Go. And David is rolling his eyes in the studio.
Well, I don't necessarily agree that it's a public good.
For a few days.
What are we going to listen to next, Michelle?
Well, that depends on how this next Two Truths and a Lie segment goes.
Oh, tell me more.
All right. Well, in 2012, Beyonce lost a bunch of weight by doing the Master Cleanse, a diet consisting of eating nothing but a mixture of lemon juice, maple syrup, water, and cayenne pepper for a month. She also, when she was in Destiny's Child, their manager, who was her father, made them run while singing to increase their singing stamina.
Oh my goodness.
She also has an athletic clothing line called Ivy Park. Which of these three is a lie?
Does not have an athletic clothing line called Ivy Park.
You're wrong. It's really cute. It's only sold in like 3 stores. You're lying here. I lied about the Master Cleanse. It was not in 2012. It was in 2006.
I think my song deserves to get played because that is a silly lie.
A dirty lie.
Yeah, the fact that she went on her cleanse during a different year.
Well, if you had known anything about millennium, Beyonce, 2006 was a completely different time. She was training for Dreamgirls. She was trying to lose weight for the movie Dreamgirls.
Mm. Well, I consider the validity of your claims.
I would love to hear the song that you recommended.
Do you mind queuing up your song?
I can cue. It's already queued.
All right. Well, I think that the last point you made is totally valid, because if I was a real B fan, I would realize a reason for her going on this cleanse. Having said that, though, I think we're far enough away from 2012 and 2006 that your lie in the future should be...
Should I have chosen 2015?
No, I think that your lie in the future should be something that's white and black. For example, either she did the cleanse or she didn't, or she lost weight in a different way. So that the root of the lie is in the meat of the story, not simply a tertiary detail such as the year.
Well,
if that's the first time that you've ever heard tertiary on the radio, you're probably not alone. And it probably won't be the last time if you continue to listen. So bear with us. And here's
Freedom
by B.
the last one burning to flames. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Ten Hail Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose, yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Get ahead.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Let me make one thing clear. If you want to keep on running your mouth, wasting my time, then here's what you gotta do. Come on, give it a kick.
These pots are falling up. Don't press, press your luck. Run you down like a pickup truck, cause I'm a freak with a warning. Don't make me raise a hand, drop bombs, Afghanistan. Don't fuck with the master plan, can't say. I think you might have missed it.
Welcome back. This is David Green McVitie.
And Shell.
And we're going to introduce our next segment, which is yet to be named, but it focuses on figuring out how well we can really tell our friends' voices apart, and in particular, pick them out by their voice. So, in the last couple days, I canvassed Shell's vast library of friends, and of one of them, I asked them to tell her a little something, and then in the end, introduce herself and wish Michelle a great weekend. So we're going to go line by line and see if first Michelle can figure out who the heck this is, and second, what they're about to tell her. All right, so here we go.
Hey, Shell. Is it Annie?
It's not Annie.
Who calls me Shell? Go again.
I think it's really sexy that you haven't shampooed your hair today.
It's Molly.
And what is she about to say?
I hope you have a great weekend.
Close.
And I want to stroke you with tiny, tiny hands.
But you weren't too far off.
And I hope you have a really fantastic Saturday night.
Aw, thanks, Ma. I hope you're having a great trip in Canada.
You are the popular one, the popular chick. It is what it is now, popular is.
Standing on the field with your pretty pom-pom. Now you're working at the movie selling popular corn. I could have been a mess, but I never went wrong. Cause I'm putting down my story in a popular song.
Said I'm putting down my story in a popular song.
My father, I never was a model. I never was a scholar. But you were always popular. You were singing all the songs I don't know. Now you're in the front row. Cause my song is popular.
You hit during classes and in between.
Dug me in the toilets, now it's you that cleans.
You're trying to make me feel bad with the things you do. It ain't so funny when the joke's on you.
Ooh, the joke's on you. Got everyone laughing, got everyone clapping.
Asking how come you look so cool. Cause that's the only thing that I learned at school. I said that's the only thing that I learned at school. My father, I never was a model. Never was a scholar, but you were always popular. You were singing all the songs I don't know. Now you're in the front row, cause my song is popular.
Turn on, keep this on though.
Keep what on? You want that on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just have to pick a random one now because I haven't been planning.
Came in like the breeze. I felt it in my knees. Never will it leave. Each day it is retrieved. This way.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hope you're enjoying this all. We are going to introduce an informal segment in which Michelle picks six of her favorite songs, and I get to give my 2 or 3 cents about each one. I think this first choice is bomb. And in fact, this fall when I, like many I'm sure, when I first heard it, I wondered who the hell were these people and could I see them live?
Wow, I think you missed them because they were at Spring Fling. My senior year, the year you didn't go because it was Kesha.
Well said.
Should I play another song now?
Fire it up.
Can I just put it on shuffle and choose the next song?
Is this also on?
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Say that again.
This is dope. Wow. Introduce it. What is it?
It's Afterglow by Big Wild Tove Sterk. Big Wild featuring Tove Sterk.
I think that's how he wants it pronounced.
Sterk. But it's like Sterk. I don't know.
All right, what else we got? Questionable.
What's questionable?
It sounds like a B-lister.
If you believe me.
Hell yeah.
You had a chance to destroy everything that you know.
It's a song about, it's called Flesh Without Blood by Grimes. And it's a song about a friendship that was and then was no longer.
Which she knows because she listens to the Bitch Media podcast. Called
Propaganda. This song was on my playlist actually a couple playlists ago, and I brought it back when I heard it on the podcast.
And in fact, gave the suggestion to those two propagandists. So, Shell really deserves all the credit.
Yeah, I'm in close cahoots with them.
Keep going. As any responsible WMFO DJ would do, Michelle is stressing incredibly about logging each and every one of these songs.
I have to give them credit. All I wanna do is be touched.
So touch me. This is a fair song. B-lister.
So touch me.
There's a fascinating interview with Grimes in which she explains that she really doesn't like to perform live. And her passion of music is really the composition of it. And but she acknowledges that in order to earn money, concerts are necessary. So it's a pill she swallows. I had never heard that kind of perspective from a artist.
That they can't make money unless they do concerts.
I think she understands that it's necessary for her to be viable economically. So she continues to do it, but she doesn't enjoy the concert. She says she gets a lot of very anxious, and then it's something to get through.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can relate, Grimes. I hate this podcast. Performing on air. My God, when will it end? Huh? It's not my banger. It's your banger.
Yes, queen! Yes, queen! Yes, queen!
Yes!
before I hit the ground. Some days at the corner of my eye. Yeah, saw you weeping, saw you creeping, saw you sneaking in the shadows. Don't feel so strong. Saw you at the corner of my eye. Yeah.